My name is Veruska Calabria, and I'm here to interview Tiffany Oben for the second time on the 5th of March 2010 on behalf of Random House Group as a follow-up interview from your time on the plane for Tiffany.
Yeah.
And we actually leave off yesterday as there were some technical problems on the telephone line for some reason. And we sort of began to unravel some of the ideas of you going on the plane. So if I can just bring you back and ask you, how did you plan your performance on the plane?
I can't remember how the idea came to me. I often do lots of my thinking in bed at night and ideas come to me. So I think I just came up with the idea, and then once I had the idea, I was sticking to it. That's what I was doing. Nobody could divert me. And so then I started planning the costume and working out what to do. And then I actually rehearsed it a few times and filmed it on the video so that I could see what it looked like. And that's how I planned it, basically.
You mentioned that you did the male figure for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me more about what went into the planning of something that you hadn't actually performed before?
I don't know if I can even remember. I think getting costume, especially for a man, largely comes down to what's available, because I'm quite small and very short. I'm not very big at all. So it's finding male clothes that actually fit and will, you know, I can get away with wearing. So I think some of it was my son's school uniform, who happened to be the same size as me at that time last year. He's now massive. He's grown loads. So I was wearing his school trousers, his school shirt, and then searching on eBay for a small man's jacket, which I managed to find. So it, rather than choosing my style, it comes down to what you can find. I think we had the tie in the house anyway, and I think it was my son's school shoes as well, which were a bit big. And a wig and a moustache. Somebody gave me the moustache. I found a wig quite cheaply. So it's quite by chance how he ended up looking, I think.
Okay, thank you. Now, in the previous follow-up interview we had yesterday morning, you mentioned what it was like to be on the plinth. But how about immediately after? Do you remember how you felt and what happened?
Immediately after, I was very cold by the time I came off, and I think the shock got through and I started being really cold and very tired. So he came down, I think quite elated that it was over. We went into the one another cabins and chatted to the people there, who were really lovely. But I had family waiting outside, who'd obviously been up all night. I had my partner, my daughter, who was only four, two of my sisters and my stepmom, so they were waiting, so I had to get out pretty quick. And then we walked across London to Russell Square, where we were staying, so that was quite nice as well. So I think relief, elation, and just the joy of walking through London early in the morning. It's always nice to do that. So.
Yes, and did you have any dialogue with any of the audience present in the square at the time? Any feedback?
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, lots of people came up to me and said, "Well done," and you know, I got a clap. I think everybody did, but that was quite nice. But one of the nicest things was that the people who worked on One Another, the men who were doing the videoing, actually came downstairs and said, "Oh, well done, that was really good," which was nice. And then the girls in the porter cabin said, "I've never known them to come downstairs and say anything to anyone, so that means you must have done quite well." And they were all really positive. It's quite funny, the women in the porter cabin, two of them had dressed up as men. I think one of them had worked as a drag king, and one of them had done it for fun, going out clubbing and things. So it wasn't like it was anything unusual in there. You know, there were two women who knew exactly what I was doing and where I was coming from, so that was quite interesting. So they were very interested in what I'd done and, you know, congratulating me. I think one of them said it's the best one she'd seen so far, and so there's lots of really positive feedback from the people who worked there. They could have obviously said that to everybody, but, you know, it was good at the time anyway, so it made you feel good about what I'd done.
And you mentioned about Sky Art asking you to go back and to be interviewed at a different stage, at a later stage.
Yeah.
So when did that happen? When you were there?
No, it was 2 days later, so I went home, and then I had to go back to London for the day on Friday, 2 days later. Oh, mostly three. Actually, I think I did it on Monday night, Tuesday morning, so at the end of the week on a Friday for the live show.
And how was it?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, it was good fun. I was quite nervous, but then when you're actually there talking to it was a woman, Chloe, who was interesting. She's really nice, made you feel really relaxed and really understood all about my concept, so that when I was getting a bit nervous, she was telling me what it was about. So, it was good fun. And I think it actually came off on I was quite surprised. I haven't been on telly before, and I was quite surprised that I didn't look really nervous and seemed quite confident and natural. So, yeah, it was a good experience.
And did you dress up for the occasion?
I didn't. I came as myself because I wanted to show, I wasn't a strange man. And, I thought it'd be good to come as myself and speak as the artist rather than as a character.
Did you get any positive feedback at all?
Yeah, I've had quite a lot of positive feedback from that as well. You know, some people have seen it. And it's still on telly. I saw it about 2 days ago. We were watching something and it was on again. So they've edited it into another couple of programs about plinthers and the whole project. So I took that as positive as well, the fact we're still using it.
Okay. So now I wanted to ask you, do you think the experience changed you at all?
I didn't think at the time, but I think it must have given me new confidence. I did used to think I was quite shy, but lacked confidence, and I think I can't say that anymore after what I did, but I think it's also increased that confidence, and I think it's made me go for more projects and have the courage to do more performances and take more opportunities. I think when I applied for it, I thought there'd be no chance of ever getting on. I thought it was just, like doing a competition, you do these things and you never hear again. And the fact that I actually got something made me realize that you can get, win opportunities and take advantage of them. So I think it's made me go for more things, which has given me more successes. So.
And do you think it had any impact on your friends and family?
I'm not sure. I think so. Some of my family have never spoken to me about it at all. I mean, I'm not sure that should go in a book, because then they might read it and think, oh no, that's me. But some of them have just completely ignored it. But then they're not interested in art, and especially not interested in conceptual art and performance art. So, just doesn't interest them, I think. They probably think, what on earth is she doing? But then other members of my family are really encouraging, really positive, and just think it's great what I've done. So I've got four children, so two of them are completely embarrassed by it, and two of them think it's really good. So my four-year-old daughter was even drawing pictures of me dressed as a man on a plinth afterwards, which I thought, she better not do that at school, really, because people think she's a bit strange. Or the kind strange, anyway.
And do you think that your friends and family bore any sort of influence on what you did or what you might have left out of the performance?
No, I don't think they... I think definitely my partner Dominic influenced me. I think if it wasn't for him, I might have just declined the offer, because that was my first reaction. I thought, oh no, I can't do that. And but then I waited and I thought, I'll wait 3 days. And he just said, you've got to do it. And he really encouraged me to do it. I think he was a bit shocked when he realised that I was going to be naked, but he's really supportive. I don't think any of them influenced me to not do anything. I think they're all very encouraging.
Now, I just wanted to bring you back to one of the questions I was asking you yesterday when we lost the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring you back, we were discussing the influence of your family, all the women in your family. Terms of your feminism, your sort of consciousness of women's rights and so on. And then I was really interested in sort of unraveling some of the things you said in the very first interview before you went on the plinth. You said that you really liked to dress up as a child, and I wondered, looking back now, what you understand about yourself in retrospect, in considering the work you do now.
I think I don't know what I understand about it. It must be, I've always loved clothes and fashion, and I've never been afraid to dress up in my daily life. I think it must be an enjoyment of that, of fabrics and clothes, and I think there must be an element of fantasy and escapism, but bringing that into the everyday. It's funny, it's something that's been always been with me, and I just find it quite interesting, although I don't think I quite understand it myself, that I was doing it a lot as a child, that was one of my main games, and now suddenly as an adult I've brought it into my art practice. So yeah, I'm not quite sure what it's all about. I think it must be the love of clothes and fabric, and yeah. And maybe a sense of escapism. I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm escaping from, but yeah, I haven't quite unraveled it for myself, really.
Okay, thank
Well,
you.
yeah, I'll have to think on that one and work it out, I think. It's a good question.
Thank you. Okay, so you mentioned yesterday you have quite a few new characters under development. Would you like to tell me more about them?
Okay, I've developed more male characters. I've got about 12, 11, 12 that I'm developing for my current projects. I did a performance last Friday dressed as, it was a woman, but she was wearing men's clothes, and I did actually a speaking performance. It's my first speaking performance where I was deconstructing it. I took it as a work of art, but it was actually a bucket catching leaks in a gallery because it was a very leaky gallery. So that she would, you know, I was basing it on Tim Marlowe as well, who's done a lot of the One Another programs. I think I've watched so many, I can do his mannerisms and his way of talking now. And so he was, or he or she was a bad critic. The character that I did, a sort of very dodgy art critic, talking about the wrong thing, wearing the wrong clothes. I've got four other male characters, no, three other male characters, but a lot more believable. I think the wig and the moustache didn't quite work with the plinth, the man on the plinth. So I've used my own hair now and just try and style it a bit. And I've been sticking on for one of them little bits of shaved facial hair. It's my son's and my partner's hair, which a lot of people think is really disgusting, but it looks quite good. So some friends dressed me up as quite a slick, handsome man. He looks a bit like Colin Farrell, and I don't know, I quite fancy him actually. He's quite, you know, quite dishy. And then I've done a couple of young teenage boys, one of which I've gone out around Cardiff dressed as and got treated like a hoodie, which was horrible. I feel a bit sorry for hoodies now because I've never been treated so rudely in all my life. So he was a bit of a alternative teenager, the hoodie. You know, my daughters call them scene kids, which I don't know if everybody understands what it is, but it's the alternative, you know, teenage boy. And then I did a sort of sporty, I think the word is chav, but I don't know if that's insulting, type boy, all in sports clothes. And they're a lot more believable as characters and as males. And then I've got a lot, five other female characters. Let's see if I can remember them all. I've got a sort of Audrey Hepburn, European type woman who walks around in a mac and a headscarf and big glasses. I've got a librarian type in a tweed suit and horn-rimmed glasses. And then I've got the partner to the alternative teenager boy and the sports chav, a Jordan type for the chav boy who's got big bosoms and lots of makeup and orange skin and false nails. I haven't been out as her yet. I'm putting it off because I'm a bit scared to go out as her, but I'm planning something soon. I think I've lost who else there is now. But yeah, I think that's quite a few different character types. And what I'm doing is I'm getting other people to dress me now, so I'm giving over that control to others. And it just gets a wider range of characters, which is quite interesting because everything I've done up to now has been very controlled by me and not involved other people. So it's been interesting to get other people involved in the dressing.
So what does that involve then, getting other people to choose what you wear?
I send them an invitation. If they accept, I go to theirs and they dress me in whatever they've got available. So my sister-in-law Laura did beat me as the chav type, and she just used the same clothes and did the makeup differently. So we went there and we just had a nice day, dressing up, putting makeup on me, doing my hair, and then taking photos of the end results. So, and I went to some other friends in West Wales, and they did about 4 characters. And some of them were more successful than others. They did the very handsome young man. Oh, they also did me as a sort of Tory wife in a lovely suit and a hat with feathered hat and nice shoes and a handbag. So, but they did me as an old lady and used lots of face paints, which looked really good in the photos, but she wasn't really believable to go out as, really, because you could see the face paint. And they did me as another man, a sort of boy racer, but again it was a wig and face paints to give me 5 o'clock shadow. So if they don't look believable in public, then I don't take them further. I just, you know, so I've had a lot more dressing up sessions, but just taken the 11 or 12 that I've got further.
Okay, thanks, Tiffany. One thing that I was really struck by was that in your pre-length interview, you mentioned you only had one exhibition in Cardiff, and now when we talked yesterday, you have quite a few coming up.
I know. It's suddenly all gone. I've had performances, exhibitions. I've had quite a few. It's all been since, you know, the plinth thing. So I'm not sure if some of those people have known about being on the plinth, and some of them haven't. So this is why I think maybe it's, in part, it's renewed, it's confidence, new confidence to go for these things.
Brilliant. So what would you say it's important to you at the moment?
At the moment, well, I've been doing a part-time degree for absolutely years and had a baby in the middle, so it's gone on for years. And it's the next 3 months is my final show, so that's what is absorbing me at the moment. But making sure that it's not a final show and then that's an end to, you know, network and muster as many contacts and just keep going beyond that.
Fantastic.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, thank you very much. I think we covered everything, including yesterday's and today. Wish you luck with your degree and all your shows coming up.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed the interview.
I have. It's been good fun. Thank you very much.
Thanks.